a king of Arab.
Allah.
And his name was Nu'man bin Munzir. So this person, it was twice in a year, there were two dates, there were 2 days in a year that one day, whoever he meets, the first person that he meets with, he would bless him with abundance of gifts and tawfas and favors. He would
SubhanAllah.
And the second day in the year, the first person to meet with the king, he is going to be killed. This was the andaz and the style of this king. So it happened that there was a person due to hunger and due to poverty, he came out of his home to search for food and stuff. And he was from the Tay tribe. There was a tribe by the name of Tay. So this person belonged to that tribe. So nonetheless, this person then, when he basically left his home in search of food and sustenance, he met with the king. And coincidentally, Granth Sahib, the day that he met with the king was the day when the king will murder the first person he sees.
Allah. Allah.
So the king told him, chalo, aagayo to phir banne ke liye tayar ho jao, because today is that day where I fulfill my promise, and my promise is that I will kill the person I meet, the first person I meet today. So this person, first he begged for his life, please bakhsh dijiye, chhod dijiye mujhe. The king said, no, but this is my style. For many years I'm doing this.
Ji, ji.
So he said, theek hai, if this is what you intend to do and this is what you are going to do, ab chahe abhi maro, chahe sham ko maro, aaj hi to marna hai na mujhe.
Ji, ji.
Jaan to aaj hi meri jayegi. Today you want to kill me, so at least do me one favor. Free me. Let me go to my home and feed my children, feed my family. They don't know that I have met with you and this is the situation.
Allah.
But I also Allah. Give you a vada and promise that I will return.
Ji.
So the king said, aajkal ke zamane mein, where are you going to get people like this?
Ji.
That too, jiske jaan ke lale pade ho, huh? The person who has been given a threat of his life, how is he going to make such a promise to return?
Ji.
So if this is possible, then you need to leave a guarantor so that I know if you don't return back in your place, I'm going to kill that person. So the name of Shariq bin Adi, he was present there and he was from the king's side. So this person here, he says, well, you know, this is the story. Then your guy there is sufficient. I mean, he can be my guarantor.
He listened to the talk.
Yeah, so he's here, he's present here and he's looking at me. So if I do not return, then he can take responsibility of me not coming back. So the king asked him, Shariq bin Adi, do you agree? He says, Ji, labbaik, I agree.
Allahu
if this Akbar. Person doesn't return, then my head is on the block for him.
Allahu
Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Nonetheless, so happened that this king, Nu'man bin Bashir, as I mentioned, he allowed this person to go. This person went. Jane ke baad, by the afternoon, Nu'man bin Bashir is looking at Shariq bin Adi, that what happened? You should guarantee for that person. Look, he hasn't come as yet. He says, Huzur, bas. Give it till the afternoon. Give it till the evening. I'm sure he'll come back. He said he'll come. I take his word for it. He looked like a very obedient person. The king said, be ready. You be ready. If he doesn't come back, we're in big problem. So happened, Allahu Akbar, that by the evening, the king is now looking at the time and he's saying, you know what? It's already evening. The night has fallen already and he hasn't returned. So you be ready. So Shariq bin Adi, he got up. And now he's in a panicking situation. He knows that my life is about to go now. But he says, just wait a little bit more. He definitely will come back.
Allah.
As they were having a conversation, so Shariq bin Adi, he told Nu'man bin Bashir, Munzir, that, Huzur, why are you getting stressed? Look behind you, who's coming?
Allah.
The moment the king, Nu'man bin Munzir, turned around and he saw the very same person that promised him from the Tay tribe that he will come back. Here
Allah.
He's on his way.
Allah.
So the king looked at him with astonishment and amazement and he said, you know what? I haven't seen such a person who's so truthful and honest as
Allah.
You. I mean, your life is in danger. And you know with surety that today, this is what I'm going to do with you. Despite knowing the reality and fact, you have still come back. What had brought you to come back to me? I mean, you could have escaped and not returned back. You could have saved your life by doing so. So why would you come back? Because I really expected you not to return. So this person from the Tay tribe said, well, in my religion, promise means a lot.
Allah.
Promise is a very big aspect and a very big quality of a person. And therefore, to fulfill my promise, I have come back. And I was never going to go against my vada and my promise I made to you. The king was so overwhelmed and over and moved by the statement of this person that so honest and truthful he is, or so staunch he is and steadfast he is in keeping his promises, that by by listening to him, he instantly said, you know what, I stop this tradition of mine as of today, and I'm never going to repeat this again in the future,
Allah
and I free you as of today.
Allah.
Meaning, I am not going to do this to you. So, this example have been given in the books to show that people of the past, Nigran Sahib, were so motivated to help others, to keep their promises, despite their life being in danger. Zindagi khatre mein. Zindagi khatre mein. Their life is in danger, but despite their lives being in danger, Nigran Sahib, they would take all measures. And they would do anything in their capacity to fulfill their promises.
Subhanallah.
On the other hand, Nigran Sahib, I mean, look at it. Shariq bin Adi, who was no cousin and relative to this person from the Tay tribe.
Ji, ji.
But he stood guarantor that, you know what, if he doesn't return back, to meri jaan hazir hai. Agar ye wapas nahi aata hai, then I am standing guarantee that he will come back.
Allah.
I am his guarantor. And so happened that the scholars mentioned that imagine in those days, people who would not even know each other would give so much of life for each other. In other words,
Allah,
they would do anything to protect the dignity and protect the reputation of the
trust
of the other, the trust, the amana. And on the other hand, leave alone our friends, even our own families in these days don't want to do that.
Allah, Allah.
Today, a brother will say, you know what, wo mera bhai hai, bhai, main to nahi hu na. You came to do the business with my brother. You never asked me before doing business with him. So why are you coming to take my rai now?
Allah.
When you did the business and the deal with him, you never involved me in the mashwara. So now when something went wrong in the business, why you come to me? In other words, we are just trying to say indirectly, I'm not ready to help at all.
Allah.
I'm not here to assist and help you and remove you out of the problem since you never involved me in the very beginning. So there are major differences, Nigran Sahib, in today's day and age in regards to the people of the past.